Okay, listen, before I forget, I wanted to let you know about this session thing I've been doing lately, and it's been really, really cool for a lot of small businesses, entrepreneurs, even medium-sized businesses. And what it is I'm doing free discovery calls to just check the temperature. Let's see how you're doing with social media. Have you started a campaign? Are you sporadic? Any questions that you have about social media, I would love to help answer them. Now, all you need to do is go into the detail area below the description and check out the Calendly link I put in for you. All you need to do is go ahead and click that, book some time for us, and we can continue this conversation. Hi there. In this video and also this podcast today, we're going to go over what is a great way to communicate with your virtual assistants and get them to collaborate even when you're not there. So this conversation is going to be a really good one. One of the things that I think that was really interesting for me to really understand is, aside from me just letting go a lot of the tasks that I don't need to be in, aside from fulfilling the brief of like, hey, this is what we're going to be selling in the month in June, and this is what our promotions are going to be in July, and this is our focus it's going to be in August, all of that stuff being outlined, and even brainstorming those ideas, like how can we put that on social media with your team, is really important. And I'll tell you why. Once you get that creative flow between you and the team, everybody starts to really understand what we want to attract, how that engagement looks like, what is it that we want to actually achieve, and you talk it through. So, and it's also talked about like, oh, what's the customer journey look like? You know, if they look at that post, what is their next natural step? So if you want them just to engage and comment, or do you want them to go to your website by providing a click, a link or something like that? It really is just thinking about truly what that looks like. You know, a lot of this can be really achieved on LinkedIn as a good place to start. And that really is a high engagement platform. So if you want to do a survey, if you wanted to just post a lot of different things there and see what gets clicks in terms of likes and what gets comments, that's kind of how you can gauge what is resonating with people in the business community. And then from that, those learnings can actually transfer. One of the things I do is very much like this, is I will go ahead and record the screen, and I'll record myself when I'm talking to the team. Because sometimes you have an idea at 8:55 at night and you do not want to disturb your team. Or like me, I think it was yesterday, just before I went to a breakfast B&I meeting, I went ahead and I think it was like 5:30, I was shooting out some emails. Sometimes I will also do the recording so people can hear the inflections of my voice and know that this is not about, especially if we did something wrong or we didn't do something that was completely in my vision, or the link is not working, whatever it is, right? Sometimes if you record your face and the screen while showing exactly what you're looking at, I mean, that is a world of difference. From when I started, I actually just did text, and sounded like it was almost like you were always combative. I felt like I was always combative in those, like if you read it. And I used to show this to my husband, Callum, and I'm like, hey, tell me how this looks. Does that sound okay? And sometimes I would get these huge apologies. Like, I'm so sorry. I got that wrong. Oh my God. And I wanted to stop that in my team because they didn't get it wrong. The communication wasn't really there. And that has nothing to do with them at all. It had a lot to do with me. And one of the things I think that almost every assistant that works with me knows is that I don't completely give the full instructions. So this is an opportunity for me to actually use the screen, use my mouse and go click, click, click. This is what I meant. This is the next step. This is it. And talk it through. Therefore, people can actually get what that looks like a little bit. You know what I mean? So that's something that I really wanted to do. and showcase that. So let me show you a little bit on how that all works. So right now, I'm actually showing, I'm doing a screen recording at the same time I'm doing this. And if you look on my blog, you'll be able to see the full screen recording. And at the moment, I'm just scrolling down on my website to show a couple of resources that you can use and do. One of the things that I always encourage people to do is if it, anything of my blog, say, hey, book a free Calendly session, like a one-on-one, we can talk things through. If you're a business owner, I love speaking to business owners about what their next steps are, how to get started. And really, it has to be there. Because so many things are going on. The last week's episode, we talked about all of these new changes that happen on Instagram, and they're sort of swinging back and forth. Are we going to go to that new TikTok platform, or we're just going to go back to what we were doing? And they're doing a lot of testing. That's frustrating to a lot of business owners. What does that mean for a business owner? Do we do beautiful images and send it out, or do we go to video? What I'm advising our clients and what we're doing for our clients is do all video, because no matter what, at the end of the day, the video is going to get the most views always, instead of a static image or a carousel image, anything like that. So these are things to, this is a great example to actually show, like, this is something that we should communicate with our team. And we do that. In fact, I'm going to give you a little bit behind the scenes look on how my team and I communicate. I think that's going to be the best way to do it. Let me just grab our content area in Asana. And this board, what we do is that we categorize each column by the date, the week, the month, and we start producing content that is like that. So right now, I'm actually producing content for this particular week right here. But we also discuss and create more content during the week. Sometimes we have a discussion about all of that. So here's the content board that we're doing now. And then we will also do something like, I think this is so cool. This is, you know, if you're thinking about working with virtual assistants, where does everybody go to? And we created what's called a team dashboard. And all of these are very easy to do and create. And let's see if I can double click. It may not, because we're a little stormy, we may not be getting the clicks as quickly as I want to. Okay, so here it is. It's categorizing Monday through Friday, because sometimes I work on weekends depending on what the overall house schedule is and who's working, who's not working. And then I just kind of arrange it that way. But I've scheduled everything out from Monday through Friday. Every day has an intention of how we're going to be working with clients. What is our goal for social media? Like, how many posts do we want to do? On Mondays, we try to do a blog and a podcast. We have daily Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest posts. Two times per day. That this is the goal. We're trying to do this. And one, two times a day. Oh, Pinterest wants 5 pins a day to be really recognizable. So they're a big ask, but that ask is going to get you further on. So that's something that we've kind of have a goal on Mondays. And also too, if we could get one promotion out per quarter, I'm happy. So that's kind of the first, I guess, year. At the beginning of the year, I sort of just identified what we wanted to do. Tuesday, we have the same sort of thing. The Tuesday is also a big client day for us, that we work with clients. Wednesdays, we also work with clients. Thursdays, I'm either doing podcasts or promotion or anything that has to do with the business development cycle. So my role has changed tremendously. Where I was doing a lot of the content, now I'm gearing to doing a lot of more of the business development, having those meaningful conversations with potential clients, really reaching out to people, developing a MailChimp journey for people that are interested in possibly working with us. All of these little mechanisms that help gain or garner clients are where that's like my best, happiest place to be. So in terms of doing social media, I've done the brief. We talk about what we're doing. We actually, per week, I already preloaded the idea topic of what I'm going to be talking about. And then we just go from there. Let me show you what something that I did earlier this week. And I spoke about a lot of new things that were happening within the company. In the Asana area, you can actually record, just like I'm doing now, record the screen, and then your image is right here in the corner. So you're talking to your team, just like Loom. This, I'm using Loom right now, loom.com, if you wanted to check it out. What it does is that you have the option to record the screen and your face at the same time, which is amazing. Asana has developed that separately as well. And they are connected to Vimeo. So if you can sign up for a free Vimeo account, and then this can happen and life is amazing. So what we do is we do something very similar to this. We talk about every little bit and piece that is happening with the company. I usually do it on Mondays, but we're just kind of switching things around. And I will tell them, hey, these are the clients that potentially we're going to work with. These are our new clients that are starting next week. This is what we're after in terms of promoting cycle for this week. And I'm very granular. Like, I need this, this, and this done. Most recently, when we just had our social media, our socialglobalgrind.com website, we completely changed it all over. And it looks amazing. It looks so good. And I think last week I was talking about how our company looks like we're grown up now. It has to do a lot with the look and feel of our website. And I'm really pleased with it. So you can actually click through and look through and see how we can be of service to you. And that really is what this whole intention is for our particular website. So sometimes I will talk it through with our team. And once we talk it through with our team, we also talk about, okay, what are the next steps? What are we doing next? And a lot of the time it will be just on this particular team dashboard page that we use. And we will have those conversations on in below. We kind of just talk to each other. And if we have any questions there, we usually do that. So that's a really great way to do it. But in terms of getting your social media done, let me see if I can just pop on over to our social media board. Ah, it's already up here in this little corner. So what this looks like is that we have titles on each little tiny square that you can do it. And I'm going to show you how to do this. So on how to get started and how to build this, it's really super easy and it's all intuitive. You can go to my homepage and you can click through on the bottom where it says learn about systems, and this, it'll take you to a step-by-step how to set up this board. It's really super simple. But once you get it in, you can actually create, let me just move me over here. You can add a section, you can put a new date in, and then that'll start to develop the columns. These columns can be interchangeable. You can move them around. It's really super simple. If you felt like you made a mistake, and you can actually go through that little three dot thing, delete a whole section. But the cool thing is it'll help you really organize on what you want to do. So usually what I do, how I start the week to look off, is I just go ahead and I put a podcast idea up, and then I will start to develop it. And sometimes I will just hit record and go. It depends on how that week is. Last week was very much like that. I just, you know, started recording, and it's super easy. But based off of that topic, we go ahead and we start to, you know, below create a lot of different topics that are happening that are in that space, in that area. So our theme for that month is very succinct. It looks great. You know, we're talking about one topic and how to get through it. One of the journeys that I understand for business owners, being myself, is that communication piece is really hard to get there. And what if you're so busy, you yourself cannot start doing the assignments for the following week or the week after that. But you're really going to drop the ball in terms of like getting that social media stuff. So this is really cool for us. We do it in advance. We understand the themes and then you let go. Like you could just have, you could literally go with your team for like an hour and hash out all the month of June in terms of themes, what are we going to talk about each week, and then start to set them up. It's really, really meaningful stuff. And also it gets all of your team on track. Now, what they can do if you're looking at something like this, that is a task, everybody on the bottom has access to this comment area here. And once you do that, it will email the team or the people that are actually on the project. So there can be a lot of different back and forth. There could be communication. You can put the at symbol if you want to get someone in particular's attention. So if they wanted to ask me a question, sometimes they'll put at Francesca. And then I know that that's my alert to come back into the conversation. But it's really easy. And I think one of the best ways to understand it is do it. It feels very similar to just adding posts to a Facebook. It's just as easy as writing an email. So it's something that I think your team needs to sort of be on. It's completely free. And I think that the conversation starts there. One of the other cool thing is, especially in the beginning, when we were kind of clunky together working with each other, we were able to say, oh, how did this fall through? How did we not post this? And we would go back together as a team and going, well, when you click completed, I thought it was done. So I thought you scheduled it. And so there is a new rhythm in communications with that, right? So we knew now that the person that was going to schedule, they are only allowed to hit mark complete. Little things like that are golden, because once you get your systems down and the process and what are we doing and how are we doing it, then life is easier because everybody knows how this all works. And that's where you want to get. You want to be able to do this so simply, so easily, that anybody can do it. So that's it for this episode. If you have any questions, let me know. You can email me at Francesca@socialglobalgrind.com, or you can, you know, comment below. If this is on social media, you can also reach me on all of my social media links that are listed in the description below too as well. And I hope to see you next time. Like many small business owners, doing all the things to run a successful business, like keeping the lights on and introducing new clients to your business, can be overwhelming, let alone the planning, learning, and executing your social media. Introducing Social Collab. Social Collab is designed to make the process of social media easy. If you have a small team, or even if you're on your own, we have designed Social Collab just for you. We have modeled Social Collab after solo business owners and that we work with internationally, and produces content that you're proud of and also has meaningful engagement. Your next step is to click below on our Calendly link and book a discovery call today. Mention this podcast for a special limited time offer.